Blog Talk Radio.
Michael Shakespeare, and we're live in the studio today, and we thank and praise God for each of you that's chiming in and calling in from around the globe. It is a wonderful day here in the state of Michigan. Overcast, little gray skies and what have you, kind of cool. Heat's been kicking in and out, but we are alive and well, and we thank and praise God that in this day that the Lord's name is being praised and lifted up. The weather changes, of course, affecting everybody's vocals and things of that nature. But what can we say? Praise the Lamb of God. It's that time of year. The leaves are looking kind of funny on the trees, about to fall off. Praise the Lamb of God. But God is still on the throne. Hallelujah. And so we still lift up our hands and give him praise and adoration for all that he is. It's our testimony Thanksgiving Tuesday. Praise the Lamb of God. Where we come together and share our testimonies, praise the Lord, and to deal with all the things that God has done that's so good for us, praise the Lamb. I was just looking at my daughter's testimony on Facebook, how God has healed her ankle through another injury. That is, it's just awesome the way God can do things for us. And I was looking at, and I was like, wow, that is awesome. She had her ankle had been messed up all this time. She's limping on it. She asked God to heal her. She twisted it and evidently popped it back into right position. Praise the name of God. Strengthened it. God strengthened it. And she's walking and running and doing everything that she has to do on that. I'm telling you, God is just an awesome God. We've been really watching the processes, the way God is processing things in our lives step by step. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I tell you, I was on the phone yesterday talking to one of my spiritual daughters there in Detroit. You all know Maginice. I was talking to Maginice. Really, she was giving me an update on, praise the Lamb of God, the gathering and all that she was doing, her part in it, and the role that she's playing. And then we started talking about her situation, her job, and what happened. She started testifying without even knowing about the goodness of God and what God was doing for her through other people in this season after she just seemingly lost everything. But we started looking at the process and how God took her through different things at different times, and then what he has been downloading in her spirit and teaching her and preserving her, praise the Lamb of God, for these days right here that she is being restored, refurbished, renewed. New things are coming into her life, job promotions, just all types of good things that's happening to her as a result, praise the Lamb of God, of prophecies, prayers, praise the Lamb of God, and the process that God takes you through, especially when you are entering into ministry, praise the Lamb of God. And I tell people all the time, you know, if you're entering into the ministry of Christ, you better read the ministry of Christ and get it down pat. As soon as he entered into public ministry, as soon as he was baptized, he went into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And don't think you're not going to have your trying time, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Anything of that nature. Don't think that the devil's not going to try you. Hallelujah. And I promise you, if you got a testimony, it's because you've been through a test. If you got a testimony, it's because through your test, you had to do some moaning. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness gracious. I think my buddy here, is that Prophet Darrell sitting there in the queue? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I don't know if that's him or not. I see a number that favors him. I'm not going to push it without him pushing. Praise the Lamb. But we are here in the studio live today, and it's good to be alive. That's what I want to tell you today. It is good to be alive. Okay, here it is. It is him. Hey, man of God.
What's going on, Apostle? How are you?
Man, I'm on about 12 today. I'm feeling good, and my spirit is high, if nothing else.
I see.
He said, I see. Yes, sir. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm feeling good, man of God. The Lord is good, and we're just blessing God for all that he is doing with us and for us in this season. Hey, man, let me ask you something, man. Since it's Testimony Tuesday, how was that birthday celebration?
O-M-G, O-M-G, that's all I can say. Beat off the chain, off the, oh my goodness. God came in and had his way.
Oh, y'all had a worship service. Oh my goodness.
We had some that the older season folks say we had a heap of church.
Oh, what you're talking about here? You better break that down to us now. Some of us too young for that one. A whole heap of church.
Oh, my goodness. The Lord came through that place and blessed like never before. Oh, my goodness.
My God, yes. That's wonderful, man of God. Wow.
The word, the emceeing, oh my goodness. The prayer, all of it was just awesome.
That's awesome. Praise the Lamb. Man, we're sorry all of us couldn't be there with you. I know some of our Some of PSN was there with Fuchsia Twan and some of those because they inboxed and missed a prayer call because of that. And, of course, we gave them leeway and told them, please go and support as much as possible. Praise the Lamb of God. But I can't wait to see you sit down, break bread with you when we come to the gathering. Praise the Lamb of God. Got to do something special for Prophet Darrell. You are so such a wonderful guy when as it relates to support and this, that, and another. And you should be appreciated. Praise the Lamb of God. And so we say we honor you again in this 36th year, I believe you told me. Praise the Lamb of God of life, that God will continue to just endow you and take you to that place. Praise the Lamb of God that he has prepared for you in the spirit realm, in the earth realm, not on the other side, here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that exceedingly eternal weight of glory be placed upon you so that you can do God's will. Praise the Lamb of God with efficiency and prolifically. Praise the Lord, being very fruitful in that you do for the master. Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness, it's Testimony Tuesday. Praise the Lamb. Y'all know what to do. Light up the line and start testifying. Praise. Yes, right. Light up the line and start testifying. All you got to do is push one on your dial and give your testimony because truly, I know you can't fool me. Hallelujah. You can't come on this show every day of the week and expect me to think that God is not blessing you some kind of way. The devil alive with French fries in his nose. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Up in here. Oh, here's a caller. Praise the Lamb of God. 6-0, granddaughter, is that you?
This is me, granddaddy.
How you doing, girl?
Ooh, I'm excited today.
Come on, get in this mic and let me hear you. I heard the word excitement and something leaped in my belly. What you talking about here?
Ooh, I'm excited. God is just doing awesome things. I'm telling you, as we're warring for the promise, we're talking about those things that God will be doing. And, you know, we sat down and we added up everything that it was going to cost us to come to the gathering. And, you know, we were looking at that in the natural. We were just looking like, okay, Lord. But you know what? I'm so glad God is who he said he is because, you know, yesterday was Miracle Monday. And we went into prayer about this finance and to release the finances. And God released finances yesterday. And I'm so glad that God is, he sent my sister to sponsor my two children to come to the gathering. And I said, God, that is so awesome because you told us last week that if we come and we had to sponsor one. And in sponsoring, and God gave me who I needed to sponsor. And I said, okay, Lord, you're going to work this thing out. And God, in sponsoring her, God sent somebody to sponsor my two. So I'm so excited about what God is doing in this season. I'm excited about the gathering. I'm excited going up to the gathering. And I'm just excited because I know that God is doing a wonderful thing, and we possibly have another sponsor to sponsor $1,000 for some children to come to the gathering. You know, I'm excited. You know,
Hallelujah. God said, I believe it. Praise the Lamb of God. I told you all. But listen, Tim, let me tell you something. You don't, the prophet Dale, they don't understand. You don't take a prophet and lock him up in a hospital, a jailhouse, or your house, or a cellar, or nowhere else for a week or two, whether he's sick or anything. If he's in touch with God, God talking to him. I promise you that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I know what the Lord spoke. I know what the Lord said. And God said, if to all of us who wanted to go, if it was serious in our heart and we wanted to go, he was going to make a way for you to go, and he was going to bless you to be able to bring some more people. Praise the Lamb of God. At least another person. Now, God spoke that last week. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God is doing it. I know he's doing it. Praise the Lamb of God. We must be willing, praise the Lamb, to look to heaven and say, Lord, here I am, and I'm ready not only to be blessed, but I'm ready to be a blessing to somebody else. Hallelujah. Praise God. My daughter out in out there, praise God, told me she bringing somebody. Called, text me and say, I'm bringing somebody with me. I already talked to them, and I'm booking their room and their ticket. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm paying for their flight. I'm paying for their room. And I'm paying their registration. Praise the Lamb of God. Say, God, just open the door for me. I see the blessing. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to do this because you spoke it, prophet. And soon, she said, soon as I got the money in my hand, that I heard in my spirit, remember what prophet told you. Praise the Lamb. Because let me tell you something, people of God. Not only is that that's a blessing to us, Prophet Darrell, but also when you obey God with what he gives you, you heap another blessing on top of it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because he's going to put some more in your hand. Just watch God. I think I said something. I think I didn't release something else here. I said he's going to put some more in your hand.
Yes, he is.
Didn't hear me. Granddaughter, did you hear me?
I heard you. Yes,
granddaughter, what did I say?
You said, glory, if we do what God said with that money, he's going to put some more in our hands so that we can sponsor some more people. Hallelujah.
Now, I want you to make it personal. I said, now, I want you to make it personal to yourself.
If
I said, God's going to put some more in your hand.
What he said. If I do,
I said, God's going to put some more in your hand.
He's going to put some more in my hand. Hallelujah.
Now you got it. Now when you put the mind there, you got it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I wish somebody here would shout, God's going to put some more in my hand. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Ooh, I'm getting excited about Jesus. On Testimony Tuesday. Prophet Dale, where you at, man? Talk to me, Prophet Dale.
Hollering. I'm hollering, saying, me too, Lord. I'm hollering, me too, Lord, because I'm sponsoring somebody to come to the gathering, too.
You too, Lord. Hallelujah.
As the old folks used to sing that song, Prophet Dale, even me.
Even me.
Even me.
Yes,
sir. Let some drops.
All on me.
Oh, y'all know it. Y'all know it. Y'all ain't that young. Come on here. And come on in the house.
Yes. And let me tell you something, Prophet.
Oh, my goodness. I love the spirit on the show today. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo-wee. God is lifting that heavy burden off of us. Praise the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. I knew it was going to break. I knew that the promises and the blessings was going to stop. I said, God, you got to do this before the gathering. I need somebody to just, oh, my goodness. God is doing it. He is doing it, and it's going to be done. Praise the Lamb of God, because the devil in hell can't stop you when you're riding in the boat with Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
We're definitely on that ship today. Wait a minute. Here goes somebody else. 248. Let me see who this is. Eric Cole, 248-636. Your mic. Hi.
Hey, this is Divine Favor. I'm just calling in. I don't know if you all are praying right now, but I just wanted to let you all know that I was on the line. I love you all. Thank God for y'all prayers, and I'm excited about what God is going to do in Chicago. I'm excited about today. I'm excited about what he's doing in everybody's life, in my life, and I'm just excited. I'm really, really excited. Amen.
So that means we're going to see you in Chicago.
You know what? I just sent something on, you know, our back page and everything, and I'm just believing God. You know, to work some stuff out. I think somebody gonna inbox me today. I'm waiting for Imagineese, Pastor Chatwan, one of them to inbox me. clue.
I tell you like this, Divine Favor. We got room if we gotta sleep on the floor. So that's how we gonna do our room this year. Whoever
See, don't mess up the blessing plan. God said we was going to bring somebody. Brady will be able to bring sponsor somebody. That means we can get they wrong.
Okay, then.
That's what we're going to believe God for divine favor, everybody. Praise the Lamb of God. That somebody's going to Somebody gonna say somebody
can do it
right here on this.
To God, do that total back thing and
that
hitting up in that back. You know what I'm saying?
Push one and say, divine favor, your room is paid for. Your registration is paid. Praise the Lamb of God for the gathering, because God said he was going to bless us to be able to sponsor people. Praise the Lamb of God. And sponsoring people ain't making yourself uncomfortable.
You're right.
Am I right or wrong?
Absolutely right.
You preach and teach, man.
Right.
Don't tell me God told you to take me with you to another country, and then you're going to put me in your suitcase and put me up under the airplane.
Watch up, Apostle.
No. That don't sound like the God I serve. Hallelujah.
Right.
No. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, if there's two people and you see them, you say, you know what? If there's two beds in the room, if you all can share a room, that's fine. But not no, we ain't sleeping on no floors and somebody over in the bathtub with a pillow, all that. No, that don't sound like God to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is a God that is able to do even more than we can even ask. And so we raise in our consciousness on this thing. Praise the Lamb of God. When God is blessing, show off your hand and receive the blessing. Daughter, granddaughter, what did I tell you to do? I said, God is going to do what for you?
He going to put it in my hand.
All right, then. You better come on here. Praise the Lamb of God. You ain't listening to the man of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. He's going to put more in your hand. Didn't I say that?
You said that, and I believe it. Yes.
More than enough. More than enough.
Yes.
More than enough.
Oh, Jesus.
I said more than enough.
Yes. More than enough.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
There's meal in the barrel running over. More than enough.
Yes, overflowing. Hallelujah.
Not just oil in the cruise, all the pots filled.
Yes.
You have to go borrow some pots to fill it up.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
More than enough.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
God.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Prophet Shakespeare, Prophet Shakespeare, this is divine. You know what? The enemy didn't want me to hear what you said. The phone hung up. I didn't know what you said about a room. I couldn't hear you.
Well, I told them she was talking about, you know, and it's very sweet, and I love the way my granddaughter presented it, you know, that, girl, you just come on. If we going to sleep on the floor if we have to, all this. And I told her, devil a lie. God said that we was going to be able to sponsor somebody. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
In divine favor, I want you to lift your hands right now. Praise the Lamb
God.
Of God. Because you're a part of PSM. You're supposed to be blessed. Before the gathering, enough for you to come and for you to bring somebody else.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I received it.
That's the blessing I'm releasing on you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Not sleeping on the floor in the bathtub with a pillow. Somebody kicking you in the middle of the night. If it's beds in the room, it's supposed to be two people in the room, not nine. Hello, it's called double occupancy.
Yes.
Not quadruple occupancy. Praise the Lord. God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for more than a half.
The 28th is the cutoff for the discount room, people of God.
Yes, Lord.
You get your room. Make sure you get your room. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We didn't wrestle and argue with these people at this hotel to get, boy, but favor is something good. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah. Divine favor, you're going to pray for us until the blessing fall on your head.
Yes,
hallelujah. For the sick,
yes,
shut
Lord.
In.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We just lift you up and we magnify you today, God. We give you all of the praise that you deserve, oh God. There is none like you, Handala Bohurabasia. None like you, yesterday, today, the same God. You're faithful, you're just. You're better to us than we are to ourselves, oh God. We look to you, the author and finisher of our faith.
Oh, God, there is none like you. None like you. You are a deliverer. You are a way maker. You are a provision. You are a lawyer. You Doctor, ha, Nakobasia, ha. You are the great I am. Yes, you are. Ha. Yes, you are is Lord. Ha. We call you Lord today. Ha. Ikobashandabasia, ndobosha. Ha. How'd you know about this gathering? Ha. You knew that we were going to gather before we gathered. Ha. To you today on one accord, oh God. Putting our faith together, God. Trusting and believing that you've already moved and we're calling it out of the spirit into the natural. We're speaking of finances. We're speaking to shifting even in bank accounts, oh God. We call it for Holy Ghost handshakes. We call my God, place it on men's hearts, women's hearts, to give unto our bosom, oh God. Cause us to be a blessing that we can bless somebody else, oh God. Do it for your glory, God. We're thanking you, God, that you touch each and every minute. That you touch each and every intercessor, that you touch each and every family member, oh God, that we will all be on one accord, oh God. Even strengthen us, oh God. I will do it because I haven't been fasting, but God, I'm asking you for supernatural desire to fast, God. Take away every fleshly desire that I may be on one accord with my family, oh God. God, cause us to move in the spirit together. Oh God, cause us shifting and a shaking, even now in Chicago, that people's hearts is being drawn to this, that they know that this is a life-changing experience, that they will come with expectation, God. Oh, God, we give you praise. We give you praise, glory, and honor. We apply the blood of Jesus over every means of transportation. We speak to finances now. We speak to favor on the jobs now. We declare and declare, God, even extra days off. Days off with pay, oh, God. We bind anybody getting fired. We bind any type of injuries, accidents, or mechanical trouble. We curse it to the blood of the cross, and we use your anointing, your blood, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and call us from the Shakespeare with your blood, God. Cover him, oh, God, and even that which pertains to each one of his children. Any means of transportation, your blood, in the name of Jesus. And it is so. It is so. And I lift up my sister, Brenda. Oh, God, even if she was just rushed to the hospital, God, I thank you that you're moving on her behalf, that you're ministering to her now, that she's coming into the fold, God. We call her back to backslidden state, God, until her coming back into her rightful place in you, God. We decree and declare that she shall live and she shall not die, and she shall declare your works in the name of Jesus. And it is so. It is so in the name of Jesus.
Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Blessings on blessings. On your servants, oh God. On your servants, oh God. Yes, God. Bless them.
Glory to God. Thank you. Hando Kobasa.
Hallelujah.
Fire, Lord. Yes, God.
Look today. Look.
You know, I heard this song in my spirit while she was praying. Oh, my God. Who opened the that I cannot see. Who makes me do God? I heard that. Jesus will.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, I heard that song, Apostle.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus will.
He said he's getting ready to die at the door, so swing open.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He said, because we trust in him, we have faith in him. He said, that's why he said, just let the door just swing open. They're getting ready to swing open like never before.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My God, my God. Jesus will.
Boy, oh boy, let me tell you something here today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord is here. Praise God with us. And I just want you all to know today, praise God, that he hears our prayers. My God in heaven. Hallelujah. Jesus will. Jesus will. Yes, he will. Jesus will. My gracious. Woo! Bless his holy name today. Hallelujah. Boy, let me tell you something. When you release your testimony into the atmosphere and you start talking about what God has done for you, two things happen. Praise the Lamb of God. The enemy comes against you. Praise the Lamb of God. And God elevates you. Hallelujah. You have to be ready for that. You have to be ready for the attack of the enemy. Praise the Lamb of God. And the elevation of God in the spirit realm in your life. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. The enemy don't like you to tell what God has done for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Because too many people, their chains and stuff start dropping off and yokes start getting broken and deliverance and stuff start taking place. But it's our responsibility, brothers and sisters, to tell of the goodness of the Lord. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed. I've been redeemed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've been delivered. I've been set free. And I have a lot to say so about. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I have a lot to say so about when it comes down to what God is doing, how God is doing it. Praise the Lamb. You know what? And you're going to see it on me when you see me. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to see it on me when you see me. You're going to know. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord can touch the Lord. Look at it. I promise you that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because people of God, God is too good and there's too much that God does for us on a daily basis. On a daily basis. Praise the Lamb of God. That we overlook and never give praise and adoration and thanksgiving for. Praise the Lamb of God. Because we're always looking for something beyond the scope of the care that God has given us. Yes. But you got to meet God where you're at. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And give him praise for where you are right now. Because you're yet alive. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. If your light's on, you ought to be giving him praise. Praise the Lamb.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise. You really ought to be praising him. The Lamb. Hallelujah. Yes. You ought to be giving God praise.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Lamb of God. If you can turn on one knob and it's cold water, another one and the water come out hot, you ought to give God some praise.
You better praise him. I'm telling you.
In your refrigerator, you ought to tell God, thank you.
Hallelujah.
In a Ford bottle of water, you ought to tell God, thank you.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah, God.
God,
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah, you can go in your closet and change clothes. You ought to tell God, thank you.
Yes, God.
The Lamb of God for what you already have and his care for you. Did nobody come through your window and kill you last night while you slept? The gas came on and you didn't blow up. You got a lot to be grateful for. Praise the Lamb of God. It's a lot to testify about. Hallelujah. That's why the old people, God, Prophet Dale, when the old people got up, you know, and they started saying it was redundant and what have you, but I don't know, Prophet Dale, when I really think about it, when the old people used to get up and testify, first thing they used to say is, I thank God for life, for breath and strength, that I'm in my right mind, that I got clothes on my back. And we used to say, yeah, now come on, give your testimony. They was testifying then. Praise the Lamb of God. That was the testimony. Praise the Lord. Just to be alive. And sometimes you ought to be excited about being alive, that you're alive.
Yes, God.
That you are alive, praise the Lamb, and can twiggle your toes without pain going down your leg. You can raise your arm above your head. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
That you can get up off the sofa and walk to the bathroom without assistance. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's a lot to testify about. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we ought to give our testimonies as God has blessed us to be able to give that God has done for us. The lines are open for you. Praise the Lamb of God to share in this testimony Tuesday of Thanksgiving of what God is doing and how God is doing it. Praise the Lamb of God in your life. I'm excited about Jesus today. People of God, I want to talk to you all about a couple of things. Also, praise the Lamb of God as it relates to, praise God, what I told you I was going to share when I'm starting this series at the Truth Church. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I know you're going to hear more about this even as we go to the gathering. But I wanted to share this with you all today about the warring against your seed and the basis of praise the Lamb of God in its simplest deduction. And I talked about this just briefly Sunday. I didn't preach praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I took it easy. Angel didn't want me to take it easy and all of that. And so I didn't stretch out in no kind of way or nothing like that. Praise the Lord. I just sat there right down in my seat and talked and shared. But I just wanted to share with you all, praise the Lamb of God, that the enemy is very deceptive in his way. Praise the Lamb of God. And the Word of God says that that God gives seed to the sower, and that, praise the Lamb of God, he gives the parable of the sower casting seeds on different types of ground, some on stony ground, you know, and what have you. And I know you all have read that passage, and some was not able to take root, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, of course, the birds come, which is the enemy, and plucks up that word, plucks up that seed. Praise the Lamb of God, and devours the seed. And praise the Lamb of God. And this is the base of this, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, that we are not prepared, praise the Lamb of God, for that God is going to give us, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Like, watch what he said, God gives seed to the sower. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That is a spiritual, Prophet Darrell, granddaughter, that is a spiritual, praise the Lamb of God, trajectory of God. It is a process. God releases seed to the sower. He identifies the sowers. He identifies the sowers. Praise the Lamb of God. God supplies the sower with seed. Praise the Lamb of God. God supplies the sowers with seeds. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. And then God releases the sower to sow the seeds. I want you to see the process. God identifies who the sowers are. God supplies the sowers. God releases the sowers in their season. Praise the Lamb of God. As long as there's an earth and the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest time. So God releases the seeds to be sown, praise the Lamb of God, in the season that they're supposed to be sown in. Watch this. It's your responsibility to be conditioned to receive the seed.
My Lord.
Hello, light bulbs. It's our responsibility, praise the Lamb of God, to be conditioned to receive the seed, because some fella on stony ground, those are hard hearts.
Yes.
Hello?
My God.
Some on stony ground. That those are hard-hearted people, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that will not receive, praise the Lamb of God, what God has given them because of a state of haughtiness, a state of pride, a state of rebellion. Come on, talk to me here. That hurts, praise the Lamb of God, which causes you, praise the Lamb of God, to be in a state whereas that the seeds are repelled, or they just lay on the surface of your life. They can't take root, praise the Lamb of God. And unless a seed go into the soil, according to Jesus, and die, it cannot spring forth. It has to soak in the soil. So if it's on a hard surface, it can't go into anything. It just lays there, waiting on the wind to blow it away, waiting on somebody to steal it from you and pluck it up. And that's what happened to a lot of our blessings, praise the Lamb of God. When God is blessing us, when it comes our time, praise the Lamb of God, and God releases to us, we lose everything that God has given us because we're not conditioned to receive it, praise the Lamb of God. We don't know the preciousness of the seeds. We don't know the preciousness, praise the Lamb of God, of what God has given us in the season that we're in, praise the Lamb of God. And so, praise the Lamb of God, our seeds do not take root. Our seeds cannot be watered if they don't take root. And so, therefore, praise the Lamb of God, they can't separate, they can't die, they can't be enriched, and therefore, there is no growth, there is no harvest, there is no development. And I watch this in the spiritual context, prophet, praise the Lamb of God, you see people who have been in church years and years and years, and they ain't grown one iota. They the same person they was when they came through the door 10 years ago. They're not growing. They're not developing. They're still the whiners. They're still the ones every Sunday running to the altars. They've been splattered on them. They've been laid in the floor and everything, but they have not changed. The same sin is attached to them that they had when they walked in the door. They have not been purged or cleansed any further. Praise the Lamb of God. Why? Why is this? Why is this? Praise the Lamb of God. Because nothing is taking root. That seed, praise the Lamb of God. And watch this now. Watch this now. Watch this now. And we enter in, praise the Lamb of God, because of our lack of conditioning, praise the Lamb of God, to receive this precious seed that God has given us, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. We cannot spring forth anything, watch this, Prophet Darrell, that will give off seed. When seed is enriched and seed is developed and seed springs forth into whatever kind of plant, tree, whatever it becomes, it starts giving off seed. I hope y'all grab that. Praise the Lamb of God. It starts giving off seed itself to reproduce. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Every seed reproduces itself when it comes into its full measure. It reproduces itself. Praise the Lamb of God. That's why so many trees in the forest and whatever, they reproduce themselves eventually. Praise God. God has made it that way. And our seeds is supposed to, we're supposed to become seeders, praise the Lamb of God. We're supposed to become sowers. Hallelujah. And somewhere in our process, praise the Lamb of God, retardation takes place, whereas that we do not grow, we do not develop, and we cannot give off seed, praise the Lamb of God. Now, in the spiritual realm, this is, watch this now, Prophet Darrell, this is very important. We cannot reproduce ourselves as a believer.
Ooh.
Get quiet on that so you can think about it. Wait a minute, I think I better ring the bell on it. Praise the Lamb of God. We cannot reproduce ourselves as a believer. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus told us to make disciples. Jesus told us, praise the Lamb of God, to go forth and win men to salvation and what have you, and we can't do it, praise the Lamb of God. Why? Because we're in a retarded state. We're in a state, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that we have not yet became the fullness of what has been sown to us so that we can give off seed, praise the Lamb of God. And it's not God's fault. Praise the Lamb of God, it's our fault because we refuse to get into, praise the Lamb of God, the hand of the husbandman. Watch this. Jesus talks about this in 14, 15 chapter of St. John. He talks about this. He gives us some powerful secrets there as he discloses this to his disciples, praise the Lamb of God. He doesn't give this to the populace. He gives this to his disciples. He says, when his disciples had came unto him, he taught them and started saying things to them such as, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. When you pray, whatever you ask the Father for in my name, he'll give it to you. What that was holstered in was, praise the Lamb of God, the parable or the story, praise the Lamb of God, of my Father is the husbandman. Praise the Lamb of God, right? My Father is the husbandman, and, you know, I am the vine, and you are the branches. And praise the Lamb of God, and for you to bring forth fruit. And then he said, for you to bring forth much fruit. That's the Father's will. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now watch, I want you to watch the process. He said, I am the vine. That's your life source. That's where all of the nutrients and everything flows through to the entire tree. It's through the vine. Praise the Lamb of God. Or through the veins of the tree, through the veins of the plant. Praise the Lamb of God. He said, now that's my position. I am there for your nourishment, praise the Lamb of God, to every branch, because you are the branches. You are the extension of me. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. He said, but my Father is the husbandman. Now, if you look up that word, then you're going to come out to find out that that is the person who does the pruning. That is the person who takes care of, praise the Lamb of God, the caretaker of the plants, praise the Lamb of God, and all of this and all of that, praise the Lamb of God, so that the tree can grow or the plant can grow in a healthy state, praise the Lamb of God, to reproduce, praise the Lamb of God. Now, Jesus says this to us, but if the branches are not reaching, if the branches are not stretching forth, praise the Lamb of God, again, they're in a retarded state. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. See, now I wanted to lay this out to you all plainly today, praise the Lamb of God, on this level, because we must understand the spiritual ramifications that hinder our physical progress. I would that you prosper.
Mm-hmm.
In good health, even as your soul prospers. Hello, light bulb. Praise the Lamb of God. See, that's a spiritual principle. I would that you prosper and be in good health. Both of those are physical. Even as your soul prospers. Even as you prosper in the spirit realm. Praise the Lamb of God. And see, when we think of seeds and this, that, and another, first thing we think of is money. First thing we think of is prosperity, praise the Lamb of God, and we're not looking in the spiritual realm, in the spiritual condition, praise the Lamb of God. And that should be your first insight, praise the Lamb of God, is to always look at things from a spiritual perspective. Say, now, wait a minute, praise the Lamb of God. I got to look at this in the spirit and see what God is saying to me here, praise the Lamb of God, about this thing. Because if I'm not established right to receive, I will never be established right to be a giver. How can I give off seed, praise the Lamb of God, that's productive and that's going to be fruitful, praise the Lamb of God, when I can't even receive from the Lord what he wants to deposit in me and give me, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Because if I can't grow and develop, how I'm gonna grow Shatwan? How I'm gonna add to her life? Praise the Lamb of God. If I can't grow, hallelujah. So it's very important for us, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God, to check the condition of our soil. Hallelujah. Check the condition of your soil. Is your soil ready, praise the Lamb of God, to receive what God has for you in this season? Come on, talk to me here. Is your soil ready? Is your heart ready? Now, watch this now. I know a lot of people was going to not like this kind of message because...
Teach it anyway.
Just want, you know, a quick, fast, how-they-do word, praise the lift your hands and get the blessing. Praise the Lamb of God, but that's not really what the PSM is about anyway. But we must come to a place of recognizing this, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in the conditioning of our spirituality, our regeneration, our born-again state, is one word, praise the Lamb of God, that is inadmissible when it comes down to the believer's life. Listen to me good, people of God. I'm not changing the format of what I'm talking about. I'm just telling, I'm just bringing you to the first place, first base, should I say, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, on this ball field. That word, praise the Lamb of God, and that conditioning is love. Now, I want you to realize this. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to realize this. Without a shadow of doubt in your mind, that if you don't have the love of God in you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and you're operating in and out of the love of God, praise the Lamb of God, then your seeds are going to be retarded, I promise you. Your soil is backed up. I don't care how you look at it. Your soil messed up. Praise the Lamb of God. It
you
is the one.
Go ahead. You're really saying something, because you know what? That's been our Bible study lesson for the last past 2 or 3 weeks, because I've been had to teach about the love of God. And a lot of us say we love God, but hate our brethren. We don't want to help nobody. We don't want to sow into nobody, but we love God.
Come on, lad.
Yeah.
And that's the spirit of deception that has been loose in us. We don't want to help the middleman, but we always want to give God the glory. Giving God the glory, helping your brother when they're down, helping your sister when they're down. And we ain't talking about flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone. We talking about the neighbor.
Yeah. You are so right, right? You are so right, man. And we must get this base principle down, because God is love.
Yes,
God so loved the world that he saved you. He delivered you with that love.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is love. The fruit of the Spirit is love. And if love is not operating in you, praise the Lamb of God, the love of God is not operating in you, brothers and sisters, then I feel sorry for you, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to all of these things we want to possess. And listen to what Paul says to us. Listen to what Paul says to us. Paul says, and I don't have my Bible in front of me, but I know the scripture are good enough to paraphrase. Paul says, though I speak with the tongues of angels, though I speak with the tongues of men, though I understand all prophecies and mysteries, and I have not love, I am nothing.
Nothing.
I am nothing. I am nothing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Jesus sat in the upper room with his disciples, and he comes in to the room, and he began to wash their feet on the eve of his betrayal. He comes in. He does all of these slave type servitude level things, washing feet, drying feet, this, that, or another. And through the dialogue with him and Peter and what have you, Jesus tells Peter, praise the Lamb of God, except I wash you and cleanse you and what have you and take away your past of where you've been, because your feet denote everywhere you've been and everything you've been in. Your feet been with you. If I don't cleanse you, then you have no part with me. Then he looks at them and he says to them, he says, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another.
Yes.
And he says, by this will all men know that you're my disciples, if you love one another, as I have loved you. He raises the bar on the love. He said, as I have loved you.
Yes.
As I have loved, as I have cared, as I have concern and compassion, as I have had patience, as I have provided, as I have done for you, even now I'm going to die for you. Love ye one another as I have loved you, and men will know that you are my disciples. Not by your bling bling, not by your Bentley, not by who make your suits, not by how you can holler and sing, not by how you can prophesy, but how you love me.
Amen.
I think I'm saying, praise the Lamb of God, but how you love me.
You're saying something.
How you love me, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
And you know what, Prophet? Even that scripture that says, what you do to the least of me, you do to what you do to the least of them, you do to me. We don't take that scripture and we don't take it to heart that God is saying whatever we do to his people, we're also doing it to him.
That's
right. And we forget that. We forget that every day, that what we do to his people when we crucify them and talk about them and not love them and not want to help them, you know, we're doing the same thing to Christ. You know, and he sent his son to die for us, you know, because he loved us just that much. And for us not to love his people, you know what I'm saying? He said he wanted to me. You don't love. You can't possibly love me if you can't love your neighbor who you can see. You know, on a daily basis, you see these people, but you don't see me, and you say you love me. You can't love me.
My God in
heaven. You just have to believe that scripture because it's true. You know what I'm saying? How do you love something that you don't see? And then you can't love the one that's right there with you.
Yeah, I concur, man. This level of love that Jesus is speaking on runs very, very, very deep. And when it comes down to our handling people, our handling of one another, our level of forgiveness, and that, I mean, that plays a deep role in it. Our level of forgiveness to be able to forgive one another. My God in heaven, people of God, my God, to be able to forgive people, to be able to let people go free from the bondage of our attitude. And all that we read into what has happened and what they said and all the emotion and stuff that we put into it.
Yes.
And all we have to do is just stand back and look from the cross and look from the cross of Christ and be able to forgive these people. People, let me tell you why I'm telling you this, because in this love is your freedom. In this love is the melting away of the callous that's on your heart. In this love, praise the Lamb of God, it softens you to receive what God wants to put in you. You're never going to be able to get what God has for you, praise the Lamb of God, without you releasing that hurt, that pain, praise the Lamb of God, that unforgiveness. Hallelujah. You're talking about warring against your seed. You really warring against it. Praise the Lamb of God, because these are the things that hinder what God has for us from being able to be saturated in our hearts and our spirits to the extent that we can have it, praise the Lamb of God, and possess it, hallelujah, and be able to exemplify it through our deeds, through our conversations, through our lifestyle, through our ministries, praise the Lamb of God. And brothers and sisters, let me tell you, it's a very, very powerful thing. It's a powerful thing, praise the Lamb of God. You are able to penetrate the heart of anybody if you have enough love, praise the Lamb of God. You are able to penetrate anybody's heart if you have enough love. Our problem is we don't operate love of God, praise the Lamb of God. We don't operate in the love of God. We operate even in ministry many times. We operate with a copycat anointing. We operate acting like other people, mimicking other people. We operate, praise the Lamb of God, without looking at their heart. And so we miss the heart of God, praise the Lamb of God. Being able to do something like me and being able to do something in the spirit that I do it is two different things. And that's what this is all about. Being able to do things in the Spirit of God, praise the Lamb of God, by the Spirit of God, hallelujah, yes. And its maximum is going to be because of your love. Some of the greatest miracles that Jesus ever performed was out of the compassion and love that he showed for people. Praise the Lamb of God, the raising of the woman's son that she was going in the funeral procession. He stops the funeral procession. And the woman is weeping and saying, Jesus had compassion. And he raised her son right there, compassion. And Jesus was moved with compassion. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God honors that. God honors that level of love. Praise the Lamb of God. And many times we as believers, we do not exemplify. Yes, Lord, I said it, I'll say it again. We do not exemplify the level of love, praise the Lamb of God, and operate in it that we should. This is very important, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God. This is very important. And then our love is not, what is the word I'm looking for here? Our love is not categorized by personalities. Our love is not categorized by whose title, who walks in the door. James talks about that, giving respect to persons. Our love should be across the board. Our love should be able to treat everybody nice, treat everybody right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And this type of love pleases God. And it causes you to be a beneficiary of the grace and love of God and the blessings of God. Praise the Lamb of God. I wanted to share this with you all. This is elementary, Watson. I'll put it that way. This is ground level. Hallelujah. It's the love, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now listen to me good. Listen to me good.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to think just for a moment, those of you that are listening to my voice, praise the Lamb. This weather change is really affecting my voice, praise God. But this, I just want you to know, Prophet loves you today, praise the Lamb of God. I want you to be blessed. I really do. I want all of us to receive what God has for us in this season, praise the Lamb. But I also want you to be able, praise the Lamb of God, to release that hinders you from being able to receive whatever seed God wants to sow to you in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. I'll never forget the night, not too many weeks ago, that I was prophesying on the page. And the Lord spoke clear word to me and said, in the rain, the R-A-I-N, in the rain, that I'm going to, this outpouring, he says, in the rain is going to be power, prosperity. That's what God spoke. It's going to be power, and it's going to be prosperity in this rain, praise the Lamb of God. And brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Rain goes into the soil. Rain goes into the soil to enrich the seed. Rain goes into the soil to enrich the soil. I want you to receive the rain. Hallelujah. I just don't want you to be wet. And then when you get out into the atmosphere, praise the Lamb of God, you dry off and it's gone. I think I'm saying something. Somebody's spiritual going to get me. I don't want you to just wet. And then before you know it, you done dried off and dried out. And there's nothing that remains.
Yes.
Your soil is enriched. When we go through droughts, you know what they do? They dig. And they dig until they hit water.
Yes.
And the further they go down, the more moist the soil gets. Because the soil has captivated the rain. The soil has stored the rain in it. Praise the Lamb of God. And I want you to be able to absorb, hallelujah, the rain of God's blessings in your life, of power and prosperity.
Yeah.
But you must be willing to let something go. And that is hurt, that is pain, that is unforgiveness, that is your prejudice, that is your racism. You must be able to let it go and love people the way God loves people. God so loved the world. Love people the way God so loved the love people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. We're about to pray. Sure is. Praise the Lamb of God. Right here, right now. Here comes Bertha. Wait a minute. Praise. I've got a caller. Bertha.
Hello, Prophet.
How are you doing today?
Bertha?
How you doing?
Prophet Sanders, Pastor Quan.
Good morning, Bertha.
Good morning, Bertha. Prophetess Bertha.
Bertha?
Yes, Prophet.
You're calling in. What you calling in now? Talk to me unless you're just calling to pray.
I was calling in to testify to what you're teaching on unforgiveness. You know, I thank God for life and life more abundantly. I thank him for the air that I breathe. I thank him for the double portion of anointings and blessings that he has released upon my life. But I was listening to you on unforgiveness, and I was just sitting here, and I said, well, Lord, I don't just talk about it, but maybe the testimony will help someone. I had unforgiveness in my heart years ago for my children's father because he molested my daughter. And the anger and the hurt and the pain turned into hatred.
Lord
and
Jesus.
I don't care how much money I made, it seemed like I wasn't making enough. It was just going out my hand. But when I sat down and read in the Word of God where the Lord said that if you cannot forgive your brother, then he would not forgive you when you pray. So I had to see God. I had to fast and pray and ask God to release me from the hatred that I had for this man and to give me the love unconditionally for him. And when I let that hatred go and was able to walk up to him and say, I forgive you, it was not you, it was the spirit that was in you. That's when I began to see who Berker was. And that's when I was able to walk into who God wanted me to be and what God had for me. But holding on to our past hurts and pains does not do anything but hinder and block what God has for you. I wasn't hurting him. I was hurting me. I thought hating hurt him, but it wasn't hurting him. It was hurting me. And I just thank God that he gave me the spirit of unforgiveness to be able to forgive him. And even now, when I see him. I can yet love him and say, hello, how are you doing? And if you're holding on to anything, regardless of what it is, God said forgive.
Hallelujah. It's the death of true people of God. Wonderful testimony. Praise the Lamb of God. It comes to the place of forgiveness. No matter what anybody has done to you or done, you know, to abuse you in this, that, or another in any fashion, we have to come to a place of recognizing, praise the Lamb of God, the test to be like Christ is to be able to say, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. The test to be like Christ is to be able to say, Father, forgive them again today. Praise the Lamb of God, they're still walking in ignorance. The test to be like Christ is to say, Father, I compassionately ask you to forgive them and make them like us. Praise the Lamb of God. And until we as the community of reconciliation come to this place, praise the Lamb of God, we're nothing but hypocrites. We're nothing but hypocrites. God for naught. We're hypocrites. If we can't love, we're hypocrites. Is the Lamb of God. How you like Christ and you can't love? How can you love and you can't forgive? What kind of love is that? You don't really have love. Praise the Lamb of God. And you don't recognize how much he's forgiven you for. You think of your little issue and your little thing. Well, I was doing this. I was doing, no, you was on your way to hell. That's what you was doing. Praise the Lamb. It wasn't just you was snorting cocaine or you was drinking. I was partying. I was sleeping around. That is the symptoms of what was wrong with you. What was wrong with you was you had the heart of Satan in you, and God changed you. Praise the Lamb of God. You had the spirit of Satan, and God gave you his spirit through the adoption and the born-again process. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And if you have that, then you possess the power in your will to love like Jesus Christ, to forgive like Jesus Christ. Oh, I know I'm saying something today. Praise the Lamb of God. And free yourself up so that you can receive what God has for you without all of these burdens and hindrances and these psychological problems and issues that we go through and we stress about. It's only because you have not satisfied it and relinquished it and throw it into the pool of love. If you throw it into the pool of love, it'll never haunt you again. It'll never haunt you again. Not the pool of forgiveness. Throw it in the pool of love. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you enough to forgive you, and I'm going to continue to love you. Praise the Lamb of God. I used to dream about my father a lot. I'm just going to say this, praise the Lamb of God. I used to dream about my father a lot. He was very abusive to us children. When dad whooped you, it wasn't a whooping, it was a killing. He might bump your head up against a brick wall until it bled. He would hit you with an iron pipe, broomsticks. I mean, he was very abusive. And I remember one time he whooped my one of my brothers until they went unconscious with a belt. That's how long he hit them. With a belt, and he kept beating them till he came back, till he revived them, kept beating them. Very, very abusive in his way. And it spilled on me, it spilled on my brothers, sisters, praise the Lamb of God, to the extent that when my children were young, I found myself moving in that spirit. If I got ready to whip them, you know, or spank them or something, my God, I had to catch myself not to go overboard. And I had to deal with that thing, praise the Lamb of God. I had to break that spirit off of me, hallelujah, so that I could be the man that God had called me to be. And the way I dealt with it was the way I'm telling you now. I dealt with it by forgiving him. Praise the Lamb of God. And I never dreamt about him again. Praise the Lamb. I forgave him. I threw him in the pool of love and forgave him. So you forgiven, man. And In this, I know the power, praise the Lamb of God, that you have held over my spirit is gone. That I'm throwing you in here and this mess, man. I can't operate like this. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm born again. All of that is gone. I'm a brand new creature. I'm a brand new creation. Hallelujah. And love is in me, and love will abide in me, and I will continue to spread love everywhere I go. Praise God. And that's our responsibility. Come on, I want to pray. I want to pray. I want to pray for you right now. Father in heaven, I give you praise, honor, and glory. We love you today, Father, and we bless you for your people. We thank you for all that you are, all that you're doing. Thank you for PSM. Thank you for our administrators, our intercessors, and those, Father, that are here with us even now. We thank you, Father, for wholesome biblical conversation. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that your love is in us, spreading abroad daily. Thank you, Father, that it is, hallelujah, working mightily in your children. We ask you now to look on us. There is things, elements, Father, that have not been dealt with, and that have not been satisfied by heaven because we have held on to things. And we ask you now to forgive us for not being the forgivers you are. Hallelujah. We ask you now, Father, to forgive us for not loving with the love that you've shown us, with the love that you've given us, the love that you've deposited and imparted, the love you have exemplified before us. Hallelujah. And your constant provision and protection. Oh, God in heaven, what an awesome God you are, that you just do so much, hallelujah, that we're even unaware of. But Father, we thank you today that deliverance is you, salvation is yours, hallelujah. So we ask you today to forgive us, and we confess, Father, hallelujah. We confess that we hold grudges. We confess, hallelujah, that our hearts are hard against some. We confess that we've been bitter. Hallelujah. We confess it. Hallelujah. But your word says, hallelujah, we confess our sins. You're faithful and just to forgive us, that you would cleanse us of the unrighteousness.
Yes, sir.
We confess to you. Hallelujah. We want to love like you now. Yes, God. We cannot be identified as one of yours. We want your love. We want agape to rule our hearts, to rule our mind, to rule our soul, to rule our spirits. Hallelujah. We don't want to be haunted by the elements of yesterday and yesteryears. It's under the blood. It's in the pool of love. We cast it there. Hallelujah. Forgive everyone that has ever spoke an evil word against us. Oh, God, thank you. Anyone that has done an evil thing against us, anyone that has abused us with their mouth, abused us with their way, has harmed us, has betrayed us, oh, God, what they meant for evil, you meant for good. So let it be to our good. Hallelujah. Give us a double portion of your love.
Yeah.
Greater measure. If we can realize your love for ourselves as well as the love that we have for others.
Yeah.
Love on us, Lord. We set our love upon you. We set our affections upon you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And you promise in Psalms 91, because we have set our love upon you, that we would see your deliverance, that we would see your salvation. Hallelujah. Oh, God, today, in the name of Jesus, our ground is ready for you. Hallelujah. Ready for the blessings. Ready for the seeds. Ready for the rain. Ready for the process. Rain on us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for hearing prayer again today. Thank you, Father, that our testimony tomorrow is greater than the ones today. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Woo, that we're established in you. We give your name praise in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I heard the Lord speaking. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Woo, bless your name. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God, the rain. God said the rain coming, people of God. He's going to rain on us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I give you praise. I give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me tell you something, people of God. This fasting and praying, praise the Lamb of God, takes you into a different mindset. And that's what,
yes,
that's what praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Fasting and praying takes you into a different mindset. It takes you into a different place. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You start breaking away and those layers of flesh, and you start really looking at your spirit. Praise the Lamb of God, and what's really there. It's not your flesh, it's your spirit that's really there and the condition of it. Hallelujah. And it's time for us, praise the Lamb of God, to work on us. Hallelujah, that we might be ready for what God has for us. I'm preparing for the battle. I'm preparing for it. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm getting ready so that when we come to Chicago, when we come to this gathering, it is going to be awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's going to be awesome. And I know many of you are going to meet us there. Many of you are gearing up. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't forget, people of God, we're in that warfare gear. We're in that warfare gear, praise the Lamb of God, and we need to make sure that you have your warfare, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my God. Man, I'm telling you, to dress in, praise the Lamb of God, we're going to be wearing it all practically every day. There at the gathering, praise the Lamb of God, the very comfortable camouflage, all that kind of stuff, it's our dress code. So you ain't got to bring a lot of suits, shirts, and ties and fancy dresses and high heels and all of that kind of stuff. People of God, praise the Lamb of God. And we are going to be there doing it like that. Praise God. If you come in your church attire, no problem. Praise the Lamb of God. But we really want to be in warfare, praise the Lamb of God, type of dressing to go with the theme and all that we're going to be doing across the week. Praise the Lamb of God. So make sure you're there November 6th, 7th, and 8th, the Doubletree Hotel there in Oak Brook, Illinois, at the Doubletree Hotel. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going down. Yes, it is. It's going down. Praise the Lamb of God. We will be there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. All right. Any more testimonies? Anybody got a testimony? Push one on your dial. Praise the Lord. I want to hear another testimony. If you have a testimony, I am here to receive testimony. Prophet Dale, talk to me now.
You know what, Apostle?
I know what
it is.
Awesome,
God's just so awesome to, you know, I know I don't give the enemy no credit or no glory, but, you know, I lost my whole wallet with my state ID, with my Social Security card, my bank card, and all that stuff in there. But you know what? The Lord would not even allow me to stress. He would not even allow me to get upset and be angry about it.
Wow.
It's like I got peace.
Wow. Wow, you lost all of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot to lose, Prophet Darrell.
But I got a peace in my spirit about it, I'm telling you.
My God in heaven, praise family. Well, you have peace, man. You have peace and let it flow like a river. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let the peace of God cover you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness gracious, I tell you. Praise the Lamb. Chetuan, how's mom doing? Is my daughter all right?
Yes, mom is doing good. She's working on those letters and stuff and everything for the gathering. And we just moving forward and just knowing what God is getting ready to do.
Oh, wait. I tell you, I can't wait. I can't wait. Praise
it's
the Lamb.
Awesome.
It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. All get together. What a day of rejoicing it's going to be. Is that right?
Yes, sir. And I'm praying, Prophet, that it don't be snowing, because it's snowing here now.
No, I ain't going to be worried about that. The Lord's going to go before we make easy and successful our way. Hallelujah. He always does that for us. We always have good weather. Praise the Lord. Maybe a little chilly, but that's about it. Hallelujah. The Lord know we coming. He established the time. Hallelujah. God established. I didn't do it. God did this. These God's dates. Hallelujah. This God's time. Hallelujah. This God's gathering. And I'm just a part of it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. What a wonderful God we serve. Hallelujah. Well, I just can't see no testimonies that I believe. The people of God is quiet today on their testimonies. Praise the Lord. Now, I can sit here and tell y'all a whole lot about what God has done for the prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm getting stronger and stronger. I can hear that in my voice, though. I'm getting stronger and stronger. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And what the enemy has come up against, bro, let me tell you all something here. I am working it out. You just watch. Praise the Lamb of God. You're not going to believe. You're not going to believe it. What
you
God
see
is
it.
Doing
see.
In me, praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Just can't wait to the gathering. I just can't wait. Praise the Lamb of God till we all get together. Now, it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful situation. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. What a wonderful God we serve today. Praise the Lamb of people of God. Yes, somebody call my name.
Apostle?
Yes.
You know, this past weekend, you know, I've been having unforgiveness in my spirit and bitterness in my spirit for my auntie and my cousin. Because, you know, my family, all my brothers, my sister, and my mom, all them live out of town, and I'm the only one here in Chicago. With my aunties and my cousins and stuff like that, you know. And I really had a real, real, real bad unforgiveness spirit and bitterness in my spirit for my auntie and my cousins. And the Lord has really been touching me to go over their house and to get things, settle things with them and everything. But, you know, I went down to my brother's house on Saturday, and my auntie and my cousin was there, and I was able to see them and to love on them and say that I love them.
Well, that's wonderful.
And I felt like when I said it, I felt like a relief was off me.
That's what it does, though. That's what happens to us. When you move in agape and you release love to people, you release yourself. When you forgive, you really release yourself out of a bondage. Praise the Lamb of God. Satan wants us in those bondages. He wants us in those traps. There's so much that happens to us while we in those places. Sickness comes in. All manner of things happen to us. Because we're in a place, praise the Lamb of God, really where God is not really hearing your prayers, praise the Lamb of God. People of God, we must understand this. If when you read just model prayer of Jesus, it says, forgive them as forgive me as I forgive others. That's what the prayer says. Forgive us our debts as we forgive those who are indebted to us. And if you can't forgive, then God has a right not to forgive you.
That's right.
Now, that costs too much to me. That price too high.
That's a high price.
Because I need probably a little bit of forgiveness every day. Hello, Lightbulb.
You teach a preacher.
I need a little bit of forgiveness every day. Bertha Pruitt, your mic hot again.
I was also calling in to ask for prayer as we leave for Puerto Rico in the morning. Thank God for answered prayers. I prayed years ago that when my children decided to get married, that God would bless them with sanctified, saved wives, and he's done just that. I'm just thanking God for the manifestation of my promises that are being fulfilled. And we're leaving tomorrow morning, going to Puerto Rico for my youngest son's wedding.
Well, praise the Lord. You know, now, I ain't going to pray for you because I already did. I thought you was gone already. And Puerto Rico already been praying. I thought you was in Puerto Rico this past Sunday and everything. They kind of kept me in the dark, Prophet Darryl, old Bertha. Yeah, I married you. They be playing with me. They didn't left me in the dark. Praise the Lord. But, you know, we praying for you, Bertha. You know the saints got you. They call you Mama Bertha. Now, ain't nobody going to forget you in prayer. Don't you worry about that. You is prayed up, prayed over, and prayed in. You hear me?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And you're
going to
love this beautiful old man in Puerto Rico.
What's your pastor name, Bertha?
Apostle Prophet Michael Shakespeare.
All right, then you ain't got no problem. All you got, that's done. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You is definitely prayed for. In Jesus' mighty name, praise God. But we are going to, what we're really going to pray for is your son and his fiance, his wife, and that God consummates that marriage, praise the Lamb of God, in a grand way. So that they can prosper together, praise the Lamb of God, and be models in the earth of God's will as it relates to family, as it relates to husband and wives in this traumatic season, if you would, of divorce and separations and things of that nature, because people can't get along. Nobody want to live by the principles of God's word. We want to make it up as we go. We will definitely be praying for them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Back to the issue of Prophet Darryl and granddaughter, the power of forgiveness that rests upon us, praise the Lamb of God, to be able to release ourselves from these various bondages that entrap us as we thinking that we're entrapping other people. When we don't forgive and we are angry and we are stressed out in ourselves about other people, we're really doing ourselves damage and not them. Praise the Lamb of God. And that's really the eye opener on that. and then to look at the spiritual ramifications, you know, Bertha's talking about, you know, her son and him marrying and this, that, and another. But gee, the Lord had already told us in his word, if the husband and wife are not on one accord, I won't hear them when they pray. I mean,
that's
this
right.
is a powerful thing. If the husband and wife cannot get along and there's unforgiveness in them with each other, God said when they pray, I ain't hearing their prayers. It's right there
that's
in Ephesians.
Right.
It's right there. I ain't making this up. Praise the Lamb. And we must understand, Jesus tells us, how can you say you love me, hate your brother, despise your cousin, don't like your auntie? You holding all this in your heart and you riding down the street talking about, oh, how I love Jesus. You say you lying. You've never seen me. How you gonna say you love me and you've never seen me and you love and hate your brother who you see every day? God said that has to change. A flip has to come in that. Praise the Lamb of God. My brother just got saved, boy. I tell you the truth. I hope you don't find the number to this show. My brother in Chicago, Prophet Darrell, he just got saved. He's been out there all these years, man. He's been out there in the world all these years. Now he just got saved. Now he turned into a theologian and condemning everybody he can about everything. He called me. You sick? You need to go repent. Blah blah. Just, I'm like, oh my God. I tell you, but you have to love anyway. You have to love anyway. It was so funny because I've been praying for years, Bertha, for his salvation. I've been praying for years that the Lord would snatch him out the fire. Now the Lord just snatched him. Now he's getting on my nerves. Now I almost want to throw him back out in the water, you know? Like, I liked you better when you was a devil. Go back. You're getting on my nerves. Every day I got to get up and listen to some crazy message from him. I'm praying for our cousins, all of them on their way to hell. He's looking through hellfire eyes now. But you have to continue to love, praise the Lamb of God, and help people to grow to the place, praise the Lamb of God, that they can love others too. This is powerful, people of God. Hallelujah. This is powerful stuff that's being deposited to you today concerning this warring against your seed. When you are warring against everything, your prayer life, your relationship with God, your relationship with your brothers and sisters, everything is at stake when you do not operate in love. Praise the Lamb of God. Everything is at stake when you do not operate in the love of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're putting everything on the line. So that has to be reversed. Praise the Lamb. That has to be reversed.
Yes, it does.
And love must abide. Praise the Lamb of God. Let love abound. That's the word of God. Let love abound. Praise the Lamb of God. Love ye one another. It's all through the word of God. Praise the Lamb. And we cannot omit it. You can't get around it. You can't get under it. You can't get over it. You must come in at the door. And Jesus is the way. He is the door. He is the gate. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, boy, I love you guys today. Bertha, now you leaving in the morning for Puerto Rico?
Yes, I am.
Bertha, going to Puerto Rico. Come on, Prophet Dale. Let's pray for her and the family since we have this little window here.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come humbly before your throne of grace, Father, as we just say, ask you for forgiveness, oh God, forgive us for any sins and forgive us for any unforgiveness that we have among our brethren, our sister, our preacher, our leaders, oh God. God, we ask you to forgive us right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, as we come and live prophetess evangelist Bertha up before you, Lord God, and lift her family up before you, Lord God. God, we ask you to be the matter of fact, Lord, we ask you to be the pilot of that plane, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just ask you to send your angels before, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Make traveling easy, oh God. Make it light, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Name
God,
of Jesus.
When her feet touch the soil of Puerto Rico, Lord God, God, we ask you to let the demons know over there, them foreign demons know, Lord God, that your evangelist, your prophetess is in the city,
yes,
oh God. She coming to get anything that's not like you, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And not only that, Father God, we ask you to bless her son, oh God. In the name of Jesus, him and his companion, Lord God. God, we ask you to unify them together, Lord God, where one can't fall without the other, Lord God. That when one seeks the other, will feel it and know it, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, we look on them, Lord God. Even look on the children that you're going to give them, oh God. In this union, oh God. In this holy union, oh God. In the name of Jesus. We broke and bind the works of Satan right now in the name of Jesus. We broke and bind the spirit of division in the name of Jesus. We broke and bind the spirit of lack right now. But Father God, you declared and you wrote it in your word. Whosoever findeth a wife, find it a good thing and obtain favor, Lord God. God, we ask you to let the favor of God rest roots and abide in their life, oh God. Everywhere they go, Lord God, let them see favor. Let them see you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask you to restore everything unto them, Lord God, that they have lost down through the years, Lord God. We ask you to do it now in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask you to take birth through the airwaves, oh God. In the name of Jesus, minister to, oh God. And when she gets back to Detroit, Lord God, let her find everything still intact, oh God. And Lord God, when she gets back, let her find blessings sitting at her door. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God.
Let her find her way to the gathering in Jesus' name. Amen. When she gets back. Did you hear that, Bertha? Hallelujah. Bertha, now don't go over to Puerto Rico and get married or nothing over there, have a double wedding. Bertha dropped. Oh, my goodness. I was finna have me some fun with Bertha. Praise the Lamb. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I promise you this, Prophet Darrell, praise the Lamb of God, we are going to see some glorious and mighty things happen when we get to Chicago. People of God, I'm telling you what the Lord is speaking. I'm telling you. Praise the Lamb of God, what he has been showing. It's going to be powerful. Praise the Lamb of God. This is, man, I'm telling you, y'all better not miss this one. Praise the Lamb of God. You bet not miss this move of God. It's going to be awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, God set me down for a purpose. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I'm glad he did. Thank you, Jesus. It's changing everything around me, including my family, my children. Praise the Lamb. It's changing them. Hallelujah. I'm just praising God for just what he's doing. Because we think God is not looking and God is not doing anything. And people of God, he's setting the stage for your better, for your greater. He's setting the stage. And he's doing it in my household. My children, boy, they're changing. They're talking love to each other. And they are doing it in a way where they're concerned about each other's health. They're dieting together. It's just awesome to see how God is bringing things together. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I dare you to just get on track with God when it comes down to your heart, your love, your forgiveness, and what have you. I promise you, be the agent of love in the family. You become that person. Be that agent of love, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And love is not silly. Love is not weak. Love is not foolish. And love does not just give everything away. Love has wisdom. There's wisdom in love. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You don't just because you love, I love my son, I'm not going to buy him something that's going to kill him. I love Gabriella, I'm not going to give her the keys to the car because she want to drive. She's 7 years old. Love has wisdom. Yeah. Love has to be hard. That's right. Hard love sometimes. Praise the Lamb of God. But we are charged to be the agents of love. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And boy, I promise you, you're going to see great, great changes coming all around you as you walk in the spirit. Agape, that unconditional love. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to radiate through your face. It's going to radiate through your smile. And people are going to feel your love, I promise you. If you walk around with the love of Christ, they're going to feel it. People are going to feel your love, people of God, I promise you. And then you're going to be telling you there's just something about you. I just like her. I just like him. There's something about him. I just like him. It's the love that they can't even identify what it is. And it is so rare now, praise the Lamb of God. It's such a rarity to see it on people. You used to see it on people all the time, you know, and on the old women in the church and this, that, another, and people, you saw it all, but it's getting, love has waxed cold in the land, and it's getting to be something that you don't see that often. And when you run into it, you'll be like, wow, but you can become that person. At any age, you can become that person. You don't have to be old to do it. You can become that person in that of love, the carrier of the glory, praise the Lamb of God, of the love of God. You can become the glory carrier, praise the Lamb of God. You can become that person. I promise you this, praise the Lamb of God. And I'm telling you this right now. Your love is going to cause people to do unusual things for you. That love will cause people to do unusual things for you. Praise the Lamb of God. That love, if you can walk in that love, you will see people doing unusual things for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Because it breeds favor. I promise you. I promise you. Just watch what I tell you. Just walk in love and see what happens. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a wonderful show it has been thus far. Praise the Lamb of God. I got some preaching coming up. I will be in Richmond, Virginia. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, I'll be in Richmond, Virginia on the 31st of this month in Revival at the Christian Tabernacle Church. Over there in South Richmond, they call it, praise the Lamb of God, with Bishop, praise the Lamb of God. What's my friend named Robert Williams at Christian Tabernacle Church? We will be there, praise the Lamb of God, the 31st. Wait a minute, is it 31st, 30th, and the 1st? Yeah, we will be there, praise the Lamb of God, the 30th, 31st, and the 1st, the 30th, the 31st, and the 1st of October. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we will be there in Richmond, Virginia. Praise the Lamb of God and a revival at that church, prophetic revival. And, of course, those of you that's in the D.C. area, Richmond, D.C., Maryland area, only about an hour drive, of course, you're welcome to come and share with us. Praise the Lamb of God. My daughter, she's probably not even on today. Sylvia, don't you live in... You live around in that area. Praise the Lamb of God, Sylvia and Arlene. I think they don't live too far. Praise them. Now, Sylvia, Carolina. Sylvia, where you live?
South Carolina. I was in Richmond. I would be there, Prophet.
Oh, you coming to the revival?
Prophet, I need a miracle to be there.
You need a miracle to be there? Well, God is a miracle worker.
Amen.
Bet you that. Praise the Lamb of God. How far is South Carolina from there?
Oh, I'm not sure. Let's see.
don't know. I think I know D.C. is not far. I know D.C. is about an hour or so drive because I know some people have driven from D.C. As a matter of fact, last year, I think I was there a year for last, Denise came down from, and a couple of other people came down from D.C. To the revival and what have you. Praise the Lamb of God. Ali. But those of you in that area, you are certainly welcome to come and share with us. Praise the Lamb of God. And, of course, we're looking for great expectations. They are praying already and all of that kind of stuff and gearing up for it. And I am getting myself together for it. Praise the Lamb. Prophet Darrell.
Yes, sir.
What if I told you a guy who lost his breath did 6 miles on a bike last night?
What you say?
Sweating and everything. Hallelujah. What you talking about?
Oh, yes. I know that's right. Get it in.
I'm coming on back this way. You see what I'm saying? Praise the Lord.
You're
I'm
already
getting in.
Back this way. You back.
I'm getting in shape, praise the Lamb of God, to do what the Lord will have me to do. Praise God. It ain't about a look. I'm trying to get a nothing. It's about being able to carry the gospel of Jesus Christ further,
right.
Praise the Lamb of God, than I ever carried it. And I'm going to do it in good health. Praise the Lamb of God. I've decided that I'm going to do it in good health. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Since the devil didn't take me out, he didn't take away none of my organs or anything of that nature. Everything's good. Kidneys and all of that is working well. I'm going forth, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. To take care of this temple even better. Praise the Lamb of God. And to exercise some kind of way daily, if it's nothing but walking. Exercise daily, praise the Lamb of God, to keep things together here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sylvia, you bothered me. See, that's what compassion does. You, my daughter, my member, praise God. Sylvia, this the second or third time I think I've heard you say that you need a miracle. My God, I feel the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah, Father. I love you. And I know you love me, Father. Hallelujah. I have watched your daughter. Hallelujah, Father. Yes. Hallelujah. Do it for her, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You know exactly what she needs. And you know exactly how to package it. And you know exactly when to put it in her hand. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. I command the miracle, Father. I release it to Sylvia now. In Jesus' name.
Sunday.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Woo! Bless his holy name. I felt that one. I bet you that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's gone. That's yours. That's yours. Hallelujah. On the testimony. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. That is so awesome. Hallelujah. See, Sylvia, I called your name thinking you live close to Richmond, and it was a setup. Praise the Lamb of God. A blessing. The people don't know how God works. God is awesome the way he works. Hallelujah. That's done, baby. That's done. Hallelujah. That's done. You'll see in a very short time, you're going to see that's done. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Look for the manifestation. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Prophet Darrell, let me tell you something, man. If we can pray across this next week or so as we come into the gathering, Prophet Darrell, I want you to pray with me. Praise the Lamb of God, yeah, that as you and I touch and agree, that we're going to have some lightning bolt effects at the gathering. Hallelujah.
I believe it.
Hallelujah. We're going to have some lightning bolt effects at the gathering. Yeah. People of God, let me tell you something. I'm serious. It's as though I can smell miracles in the air. I promise you. It's that the atmosphere is so ripe. God is just working this so perfect for us without us even knowing what he's about to do. It's going to blow our minds. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to blow our minds. Praise the Lamb. And those of you who have been at the former gatherings, you know already. Hallelujah. Just the weight of the glory. Just the weight of the glory. Just the weight. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. We got people saying they flying in. Bishop Murphy saying he's coming from the Bahamas, but he's going to fly in Friday. There's some others, praise the Lamb of God, are coming. People, God, I really want you to be there. I want you to experience this. It's going to be awesome. Praise God. We're tailoring it for you so that you can leave enriched, that you can leave released, that you can leave restored, renewed, and knowing, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that what God has promised you is a manifesting in your life, not about to, but it's going to be manifesting in your life, praise the Lamb of God, as you leave the gathering, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I promise you these things. I promise you. You come with your heart right, you're going to leave there, praise the Lamb of God, on a different level than you have ever left a church. I promise you that, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Other than your born-again experience, this is going to be utopia. Other than your born-again experience, you are going to experience, praise the Lamb of God, fresh and brand new. This is not church. This is not church. No. Not church. Mm-mm. Don't even think we coming to have church because it's not going to happen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Woo! I love you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's been real. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, and I thank each of you for being here with us today on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. And I want you all to know that I'm so excited about your future. I'm excited about what God is doing in your life as well as in ours. My God, I'm getting healthier. I'm getting stronger. Praise the Lamb of God. And I want you all to know it's my desire for all of us to walk in this good health, praise the Lamb of God, and the blessings of the Lord. I want all of us to walk in that. Praise God. It's an awesome thing to be able to do it. Praise God. I want you to be able to do it. You need to walk in that glorious, glorious, glorious newness of life. Hallelujah. I had to get sick to get better, but I thank God for better. Praise the Lamb of God. My friends down in the bayou, I'm looking for you at the gathering down in the bayou. Where is Margie and all of them? Praise the Lamb of God. I'm looking for my people, the Carters. I'm looking for you at the gathering. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm looking. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute. This is the one I'm here to. Who is this? 985. This is Margie.
Yes, sir. This is Margie.
Hey, Margie, is you coming, Margie?
Sir, we are booked, plane, hotel. We're coming.
Margie is coming. Praise the Lamb. Intercessor of intercessors is going to be in the house. Praise the Lamb of God.
If pass this money on to somebody else. I'm going to use it this time.
Say what now?
I said I'm going to use this opportunity to do just what you said, be in his glory and not in church.
Hallelujah. Well, it's going down. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right, we got to go. We're out of time. I love you all. I bless you all. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm excited about your future. God is making all of us. Love you, Prophet Darrell.
Love you, too,
Apostle. There's a new day dawning for me. I can feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. Sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in.